All of the biologists quoted above are Darwinists, who accept the central tenets of evolutionary theory and believe that the controversy over microevolution and macroevolution will eventually be resolved within the framework of that theory. But their faith in a future resolution of the controversy does not alter the fact that the controversy exists a century and a half after Darwin published The Origin of Species. And it exists because evolution's smoking gun is still missing. One long bluff. Darwin called The Origin of Species one long argument. Its main point was that species change into other species through natural selection, acting on unguided variations. In the century and a half since Darwin published his book, his followers claim to have amassed overwhelming evidence that the origin of species through Darwinian mechanisms is a scientific fact. In normal usage, however, a scientific fact is something we can observe. So their claim is false. Darwin may have given us one long argument, but his followers have given us one long bluff. Although the bluffing sometimes occurs in the scientific literature itself, it usually comes from overzealous Darwinists eager to impress non-scientists. Some critics of Darwinism call this tactic literature bluffing, and unfortunately it has become quite common. For example, on June 9, 2004, the British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC, reported, "Scientists see new species born." But the scientific article on which the BBC based its report was about two existing species of fruit fly that hybridized to a limited extent. The scientists' actual conclusions? Hybrid male sterility does not have a simple basis. And earlier Drosophila speciation studies probably tell only a partial story. Like Gary Hurd, Darwinist Kenneth R. Miller wrote a review of the proposed 2005 Kansas Science Standards. Miller claimed that the artificial distinction between micro and macroevolution should be dropped because macroevolution has been observed repeatedly in nature. To prove his point, Miller cited a 2004 article in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, USA, about experiments performed on two existing fly species. But the authors of the article didn't even claim they had observed the formation of a new race, much less a new species. Miller was bluffing. When scientists are writing for other scientists, they tend to be more honest. In their 2004 book, Speciation, Coyne and Orr noted that although selection in the laboratory can produce partial reproductive isolation or incipient speciation in 10 to 100 generations, one does not expect full speciation to occur in so few generations. If the origin of full species through Darwinian mechanisms takes too long to observe, then where is the overwhelming evidence for the sine qua non of Darwinism?